covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome back to it on a Monday. It's terribly sad that the Environmental Protection Agency was so focused on global warming that it dropped the ball with the lead contamination in the Flint, Michigan water supply. The state of Michigan also reacted lethargically to the health crisis involving lead in Flint's water after untreated water was allowed to flow to the city. The story, as you know, gained national attention, brought key people down, like the former head of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, Dan Wyant, who was forced from his job in December 2015. Attorney General Bill Schuette now prosecuting several others involved in the case because of the water in Flint. But now it appears the DEQ and EPA were asleep at the wheel possibly for years, even though they had been warned about the prevalence of toxic chemicals in Michigan that could come with far worse consequences. The state has known since at least 2011 that there were major concerns involving chemical compounds commonly referred to as PFCs and PFOAs, and there are others. Much of the contamination they were warned came from the foam they used to fight fires in all branches of the military. In fact, it's believed that maybe every airfield in America had the so-called AFFF, AFFF, some may still. This is the source of contamination now being battled at Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda and Camp Grayling as well. The state now admits it has found contamination far worse than had been previously disclosed. What is deeply concerning, however, is the DEQ and the Michigan Department of Public Health commissioned studies at least as far back as 2011 that provided clear and convincing evidence of contamination and provided warnings about the implications, but the state, it seems, did little or nothing at the time. In fact, the key report I'm referring to is nowhere to be found online or at any state agency that I've been able to determine. Now, it's my understanding that DEQ director, or former director Wyant, I should say, received the report but declined to pass the recommendations or the warnings it contained on to Governor Rick Snyder. We simply don't know at this point if Governor Snyder was ever made aware of the study's results and findings and recommendations. What we do know is the EPA and DEQ need to spend a lot more time focused on critical matters like cancer-causing agents becoming ubiquitous in Michigan's drinking water, threatening public health, and a lot less time worrying about polar bears and whether or not real estate in Miami is going to be underwater. We're going to take a closer look at this story much deeper here just a little bit later in the program. Many more details for you about these reports and what they indicate and the kind of concerns you maybe should have when it comes to these PFCs. These long fluorine chains, not naturally occurring, almost impossible to break down. Also resistant to breaking down when it comes to, well, much of anything, Hillary Clinton. She is the gift that just keeps on giving, isn't she? She is the gift that just keeps on giving. By the way, the Clinton Foundation will not return as much as $250,000 in donations from Harvey Weinstein following the accusations of rape and sexual harassment over 30 years. The foundation saying yesterday that donations ranging from $100,000 to $250,000 have already been spent on projects. Now, the move to keep the money expected following tweets from the foundation spokesman Craig Minasian. Here's the tweet. Suggesting that Clinton Foundation return funds from our 330,000 plus donors ignores the fact that donations have been used to help people across the world. The calls to return Weinstein's money were prompted after multiple actresses have come forward and accused the Hollywood executive of sexual assault and rape, forcing numerous politicians and organizations to grapple with the dilemma. Dozens of Democratic Party politicians, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Al Franken of Minnesota, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Cory Booker have all pledged to donate their Weinstein contributions to charities focused on women's rights, liberal groups, of course. Hillary Clinton echoed her former colleagues, saying she was shocked and appalled. Of course, it came off as awfully flat. Weinstein had hosted fundraisers for her in the past, donated more than $46,000 to her recent presidential campaign and other election efforts. Not quite sure what's going to happen to that money. Harvey's dirty money. Where does it go? I don't know. Where does it go? I don't know. But that's just part one of the Hillary saga from the week. You know, the Republicans ought to just put her on payroll. I'm serious about it. The Republicans ought to have Hillary Clinton on payroll because that would be the best thing possible. Just keep her out there talking every day. Make sure there's a camera around anytime she wants it. You know, dress it up in CNN colors or NBC or whatever it might be. I think that no matter what happens, you should put her out there every day if you're a Republican. Because her latest cause is defending the kneeling NFL player, saying that's not against our anthem or our flag, really. Hillary Clinton on Sunday defending NFL players who kneel during the national anthem, saying kneeling is a reverent position that's not against our anthem or our flag. The former standard bearer of the Democratic Party was at the South Bank Center's London Literature Festival. So she's in London, in the UK, saying it's perfectly fine. Still trying to sell her book, What Happened? Pretty simple. You got a mirror? She said people should resist what are very clear dog whistles to the Trump base. Oh, Lord. That's what black athletes are kneeling was all about, she said in a response to a question about ways to resist the White House. That's not against our anthem or our flag. Actually, kneeling is a reverent position. It was to demonstrate in a peaceful way against racism and injustice in our criminal system. I think it would be a grave error for Democrats to recede from those fights, so therefore we have to stand up, fight back, resist. Well, the NFL already folded, Hillary, because they realized it was a bad course of action. We don't expect that from you, though, Hillary. We expect you to resist, to fight on. And we encourage it every day here. It's Monday, and you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.